Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes or so. Get ready for one of the more bizarre events on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, all rolled up into one Tootsie Roll experience. So buckle up, little campers, here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. Those are called DDDs, where we talk about things that the Lord teaches us. Do we use them? We'll talk about that in a minute. Personal revelations of my life's insanities seems to be everybody's favorite, especially when we're talking about Levi. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. Why not? Most of the time, it's because of this. Most of the time, it's because what we have here is a failure to communicate. Now, beyond that, we have humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? People in corporate Salem are asking the same question. Why? Who knows? A review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. At least it's 24 hours sooner now than it was yesterday. We're asking life's questions about life's questions. Here's today's contemplation. Here it is. Should we be thankful for trials? Should we be thankful for trials? Now, those people are like, I don't like trials. I don't like them. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't be thankful for them. If you have a thought on that, you can call and talk to the engineer, although you don't want to call them now because they're trying to figure out all the chords. But eventually, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Oh, by the way, we made this joke. Tell me if you think it's funny. If your answer is yes to trials, that we should be thankful, you call 866-577-2473. If the answer is no to trials, you call 866-K-PRAISE. Get it? Ah, that's funny if you understand why. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which may or may not happen in the next 3 or 4 seconds. Okay, that was a good one. And then we're doing this. We're living life as a Christian, that thingy. We even take phone calls. Why? Because we're insane. We do compelling monologues, riveting interviews, and fascinating callers, if we're lucky. Yeah, we got none of that stuff today. This is just the David Spoon Experience. And you know what we're doing today that we don't normally do? We're doing a remote. We're doing a remote. Now, most people think of the word remote, and they think you're on an island. I mean, you're not really on an island. We're not looking at a little ball, a little volleyball. It's not talking to us, and we're not talking to it, and we're not waiting to get cast away back in. That's all I can say. All right, here we are. We're at Farrell's Fireside Shop, and I want to tell you, I walked into the shop today, and John will tell you, John is going to be on the show in a little bit. He will tell you, I walked into the shop, and I'm like, wow, look at all this stuff. First of all, I did not realize that Farrell's Fireside Shop had as much material as they have, because not only do they have fireplaces, okay, but they have fireplace screens. And then he walks me over to this other section, and there's these blue glass crystals. I'm like, what is that? What is that? I'm thinking, in my mind, I'm thinking, this is what they do now with fireplaces. They use fish tanks. People that don't use them for fireplaces are using it for fish tanks. That's why we have this colored glass there. And then he turns on this flame, and all of the glass is aflame. And I'm like, what? What? When did they do this stuff? So none of that. Then I went to the back of the store. You know what was in the back of the store? Barbecues. They have barbecues here. They got barbecue everything in this place. This is like, place is loaded. So if you've not had a chance to come down, 1207 North 2nd Street in El Cajon, here's the bottom line. We're giving away Bear Mountain lift tickets. Do you want some Bear Mountain lift tickets? Come by, and you have to use these two letters. You have to say, hi. Now, I don't know. I know. It's hard. It's tough. It's a work. You know, I had, you know, some people had to repeat their grade to get to that process. But hey, hi. Or you can go, wait, hello. We'll take hello or howdy. We'll take that one, but if you come
what
like that, you better
have
a hat.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
That's well-timed and well-placed. Here in El Cajon, here's what you want to do. You want to come down to El Cajon. We're at 1207 North 2nd Street, and we're having fun right here in the middle of it. And now that we're in the middle of fireplaces, so normally, as you know, in the studio, it's pretty cold because I don't have a heart, and that way it keeps me going. So now they're just trying to roast the rest out of me, and I think that might work. It could work. Come on down, and you can get some prizes. We're giving away prizes, plus 9 special prizes, plus a secret sauce prize. Do you know what a secret sauce prize is? They're all looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm not talking to you guys. All right, let's go right into it because we've got, I don't even know how much time we got, but it's a Pauly / Robo Producer, speak in my ear and tell me how much time we have. Because you know I can't hear you.
So, I can't speak on the ear when you're on a remote, so we'll just say that you on the air that you have 3 minutes.
Okay, so we're on the air and we have 3 minutes. Yeah, 3 minutes? Do you know I can do so much in 3 minutes? Let's talk about this one that you need.
How much can you do, Dave?
Well, I'm glad you asked me how much I can do. I'm going to tell you how much I can do. There's a story that came out today that the White House is considering another Obamacare extension. Now, I don't have a problem with people having health care, so let's just stop that one right there. Everybody knows my position on this. I think we got to have it. I just don't know how we're supposed to do it. I don't like what's going on. But somebody did do a requote on this, and you can't have a heart attack because I'm not the one that said this. Somebody, one of our leaders, actually said this phrase. And hold on. Take a deep breath. They said, let's pass the thing so we can find out what's in it. Let's pass it so we can know what's in it. And I was thinking to myself, let's pass it so we can know what's in it. Isn't that like an arranged marriage? Isn't that exactly like this? You're going to marry somebody you've never met. I mean, what if they don't like
pizza? Good friend, Nancy Pelosi.
Good friend. That's like we're saying our good friend facial operation. Anyway, some people have a really hard time with stuff like that. And I just want to say, because some people are like, hey, that's how it was in the olden days. Well, back in the olden days, they didn't have microwaves either. So give yours back if that's really how you feel. Let's make sure we're on target with there. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our break, if that's all right, with the powers that be. We're going to come back. We got a lot of stuff to cover and a lot of stuff to do. You know, we got devotional diamonds. You know, we have different stories. I got a RoboCop story that's going to blow your mind. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Need a body shop? Fix Auto Collision has 10 locally owned and operated centers in San Diego. They will get you back on the road quickly and safely. You have a friend in the business with Fix Auto. Call 1-800-INFO-FIX or visit them online at fixauto.com.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old enough, he will not depart from it. At Ascension Lutheran Children's Center, that's their philosophy. Here's what Donna has to say about Ascension Lutheran Children's Center.
There have been so many wonderful experiences for my daughter. I'm always impressed with the new things she learns each day, and I really appreciate that Ascension Lutheran includes Christian teachings as part of their curriculum. I would definitely recommend Ascension Lutheran.
Ascension Lutheran, conveniently located in Allied Gardens between Mission Valley and East County, offers full or part-time as well as after-school care for children up to the age of 12. Right now, if you call and mention KPRZ, Ascension Lutheran will give you half off your first week's tuition. So whether it's your child, your grandchild, or a friend, now is a great time to call. We all know how important a Christian education is for our child, and the first few years help build their foundation for the rest of their lives. Call Ascension Lutheran Children's Center today, 619-582-2699.
People often ask me, Steve, why is Big Bear Snow so yummy? Well, you know that big blue thing you can see from the chairlift, the thing with the fish in it? That's Big Bear Lake. But we don't think of it as a lake. We think of it as a storage unit, and that's where we keep our snow when we're not using it. Now, I don't want to give away any trade secrets, but water is probably the most important ingredient in snow. And our snow is made with 100% pure mountain lake water. It's so much nicer than tap snow. It practically melts in your mouth. So whenever we don't get enough natural snow, we go to the lake and suck out all the water we need to make our own. And when we're done with it, Mr. Sun comes out and melts the snow, and the water goes right back into the lake. Don't be sad for the water. It wants to be snow. It told us. Snow Summit and Bear Mountain at Big Bear Mountain Resorts. More for everyone.
Winter is back with natural snow and great snowmaking. Experience midwinter conditions on all open runs. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Oh yeah, tell you something. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you don't know, we're doing a live remote. We're doing it at Farrell's Fireside Chop, 1207 2nd Street in El Cajon. That's North 2nd Street. And so you might hear some different noises from time to time. There might be people, and as they walk by, they see us doing the remote. And you know what they do? They faint. So you might hear that. Don't be surprised if you hear people fainting. That's on the air. Yes, it really could happen. Well, okay, maybe not. But it could. Well, maybe not. But it could. Maybe not. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. My producers have to talk to me directly on the air. And that's so normally we use IM or we use something like that. We're not going to do that today. We're going to have them talk directly on the air, although most of you are used to robo-producer talking directly to me. Robo-producer, are you directly talking to me now, or have you switched?
No, Dave, in no way, shape, or form am I directly talking to you right now.
You're not talking to me directly.
I am not talking to you.
Are you talking to me indirectly?
Indirectly.
So you're talking indirectly. You're not talking directly to me. I'm just hearing your voice in my head, and I don't need medicine for it.
It's kind of like warp drive.
Okay. I just want to check.
Yes, we are warped here.
Oh, we are. Well, you know, what's better than being a little crazy? Nothing? Okay. Well, I agree with you. I don't know what my actual time. What's my time? What do I got?
Like, you have, in what we like to call in Radioland, Dave, 12 minutes.
Oh, I got a full couple of segments, which I really want to talk about. I got a couple of DDDs I want to do. Is that all right?
That is perfectly fine with me.
Okay. Are you doing
it? And since you're at Farrell's Fireside, this might be a really heated one.
You know, did I ever tell you not to quit your day job as a comedian?
No, well, then you wouldn't have a producer either.
Yeah, you don't have a day job as a comedian, do you?
On the show, yeah. I do, from 2 to 4. Try the veal.
Okay, try the veal. Yeah, that's right. Whenever you're flying, when you have the pilots, and I have actually done this, I'm walking by when I'm getting on a flight with the wife, and there's the pilots there, and they have the door open, and I always say to them, don't eat the fish, whatever you do.
Try the veal, cut the blue wire.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's do this. We're going to do a DDD, give you guys a chance to kind of settle in there, and hopefully it won't drive you too crazy for too long. Although, you know, for most of you guys, it's a short putt. So, I mean, just being honest, it's not really a drive. Okay, this one actually has a title. This DDD has a title. It's called Insta-Blessings. Insta-Blessings. Now, what is Insta? Do you like that title? Insta-Blessings.
Can I find it on the iPhone?
No, you can't find it on the iPhone, but it is a little bit like an instant oatmeal. You know, you have instant oatmeal, you crack it open, you put it in, then you put out water.
Just add water?
And then you just microwave it for 2 minutes. Boom, Insta-Bless, or Insta-Food. See, Insta-Blessing. That's what I'm talking about. How's that?
Insta-Spoon.
Insta-Bless. Okay. You know, folks, we're doing a remote. It's Friday. If you're listening to this show and you're not laughing, you need to check your pulse. All right, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 5 through 6. 1 Samuel chapter 2. Verse 5 through 6. The poor people that are hosting it, they're looking at us like, what did we let in the building? That's your guys' fault. You signed the contract. I can't help you. All right, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 5 through 6. For those that are keeping score, here's what it has to say. David, referring to King David, sent messengers to the men of Jabesh Gilead and said to them, may you be blessed of the Lord because you have shown this kindness to Saul, your king, and you have buried him. Now, it seems like such a simple passage, doesn't it? May you be blessed to the Lord because you have shown this kindness. So I want to talk about Insta-Blessing, kind of like instant oatmeal, only Insta-Blessing, and here's what it is. First of all, it says, David says, I want you to be blessed, and people think of the word blessed, and they think somebody throws water on them. Okay, first of all, that's not a blessing if you're in a suit. So I don't see that as a blessing, okay? And some people, they throw a bucket of water, and I don't see that in any kind of blessing unless you're in a water fight, and that's all they have to fight with. Really, what we're talking about is when we say blessing, we're talking about the word that's in the Hebrew and the Greek meaning happy or happiness, a joyful. And what we're saying is that we want the Lord to create blessings for you, to create blessings in your life. How does he do that for you? How does he bless you? How does he create those happy moments in your life? And here was the answer. That's why we call this Insta-Blessing. This is what David says. May you be blessed because you have shown this kindness. Now, here's the key to understanding the teaching. The blessing of the Lord comes because we show kindness. Now, here's the deal on that. Just because we're kind from time to time, that is not the overall reference. The idea is to be kind and kind-hearted continually. And David says, hey, may the Lord bless you because you are kind. You have kindness in you. And so when you're functioning with people and when you have that opportunity and you're thinking, I could take advantage of this. I could really poke them in the eye. I could really make them feel it. And then on the other end, you're going, that's not very nice of me. I should be nicer. I got to be kinder. That's the kindness we're talking about. And here's a bonus thought that will catch you off guard. If you're kind because you love the Lord and you're looking to please him, that's the right type of kindness. But if you're kind because you're trying to add to a good works tally sheet, you're trying to add to your ledger of good works, and that's why you're going to be kind, because you want more pluses than minuses, then you're missing the point. The kindness that comes from us towards one another should be because we love the Lord, not because we're trying to have a bigger account that's plussed when we face the Lord. You get that? So it should come from a right heart and a right spirit. So basically what we're saying is be kind, but be kind because of how much the Lord loves you. Doesn't that make sense? That makes sense to me. I mean, it could be limited, but I don't know. I'm one of those simple people. What can you do? Okay, additionally, we got some other things we want to cover, not the least of which is yesterday, I said, well, how much time do I got? I still got a few minutes, don't I? I can still finish off the Jeff Foxworthy.
Dave, you still have 7 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. I have tons of time. All right, so I want to finish off this Jeff Foxworthy thing. This is a Jeff Foxworthy list.
You might be a redneck.
You might be a redneck.
Thank you for that. That was very good. This is a list, and it's for people that understand that the nation was founded by geniuses, but now it may be run by idiots. What? Did you say that on the air? Isn't this a Christian radio station? Yes. Because you put the word Christian next to it doesn't mean you put the word moron next to it, okay? It's a Christian radio station. Here's what it is. If the nation was founded by geniuses, but it might be run by idiots if these things are true. Ready? These are good ones. Ready? These are good ones. Ready? Okay.
I'm not ready.
When do you think you'll be ready?
Probably in about an hour and a half.
You're going to be ready in an hour and a half? What, are you going to get cheeseburgers?
Oh, I already had that for lunch, but that's when the show's over.
Okay. You know, you sound very, in the way it is with the remote, you sound like you're really tired, like you're just coming off of a cold. Are you still?
I am just coming off of a cold. You're very astute, David.
I'm a stupid? What?
You're astute.
Oh, I see. That's my hearing. I can't hear so well.
Eh.
Anyway.
Friday.
What? Friday. Okay, here we go. All right, so you might live in a nation that was founded by geniuses, but now is run by idiots if an 80-year-old woman or a 3-year-old child who is confined to a wheelchair can be strip searched by the TSA at the airport, but a woman wearing a burqa or a hijab is only subject to having her neck and her head searched, it's possible you now live in a nation that was founded by geniuses and now run by idiots. That's possible. If your government believes the best way to eradicate trillions of dollars of debt is to spend trillions more, you might live in a nation that was founded by geniuses and is now run by idiots. If a 7-year-old boy can be thrown out of school for saying to his teacher that she's cute, but hosting a sexual exploration of diversity class in grade school is perfectly acceptable, you might live in a nation that was founded by geniuses and is now run by idiots. If hard work and success are met with higher taxes and more government regulations and intrusions, by the way, that's my truck pulling away all of my big winnings.
I could have used a little more cowbell.
Yeah, I think so. Well, not working is rewarded with food stamps, WIC checks, Medicaid benefits, subsidized housing, and free cell phones. Well, I think you can figure that one. You might live in a nation that was founded by geniuses and that is now run by idiots if the government's plan for getting people back to work is to provide incentives for not to work. What? And then if you might live in a nation that was founded by geniuses but is run by idiots, if you pay your mortgage faithfully, okay, now watch this, pay your mortgage faithfully, denying yourself the newest big screen TV while your neighbor buys iPhones, timeshares, and wall-sized do-it-all plasma screen TVs and new cars, and the government forgives the debt when he defaults on his mortgage, you might possibly be living in a nation that was founded by geniuses but run by idiots. Here it is. This is the big one. If being stripped of your constitutional right to defend yourself makes you more safe, according to the government, you might live in a nation that was founded by geniuses, but is now run by idiots. Ouch! Now, folks, I didn't write that, because if I did, I'd have $1 million royalty. But I didn't write that. So I'm just pointing that out to you real quickly. All right, so there's a couple other things we want to cover. Do not forget where we're at. We're at Farrell's Fireside Shop right here on 1207 North 2nd Street in El Cajon, and we've got the wheel. Susie's outside with the wheel. Is she out there with the wheel? And she's going to be giving away lift ticket, Bear Mountain lift tickets. If you come down here, you're going to win. Is that the wheel? Wait, it's the wheel. BC, B5, B12. I don't play
fire.
Bingo. What do you? I don't get it. What? Fire? What? Oh, get it. Oh, Farrell's Fire said, funny. That's funny. That's a good line right there. You know fun. You know what? You know funny. That's what I'm going to say. 1207 North 2nd Street here in El Cajon. And if you have the opportunity, you come down here, you get Bear Mountains. It's like Bear Aspirin. Bear Mountain. That's what, yes, you know, this is, you know, they gave me Ritalin. It didn't work. I can't help you. Anyway, Bear Mountain lift tickets, Boomers all day play passes, and so much more. We've got 9 special prizes, plus, I don't know if I told you this or not, we have a secret sauce prize. That's pretty important for people to understand. So you want to come down here and see us today. So, Robo Producer, because I have no concept of seeing you whatsoever, or time, or even a watch that works, because, oh, there's a watch that works. I guess I probably got like a minute, don't I? Like a minute.
Pretty close. You got about 2 minutes.
I got about two. You know, with 2 minutes, I can do a lot. Here's what I want to say, folks. We're coming into the weekend, and I got to tell you this. I don't know if anybody else is going through this or not. Man, did I have a tough week. Wow. I had a tough week. First, I thought it was going to be a great week because I was supposed to be taking Monday off, okay? And then I was recovering from a really lousy Super Bowl, and the commercials were even worse, so that made me depressed. Okay, then on Tuesday, I got sick. And then on Wednesday, I wasn't sick, but things didn't go the way that I planned for them to go. And then Thursday didn't look so bright either. And here I am on Friday, and I'm like, what kind of week was this? And here's what I'm saying. Literally, the highlight of my week, I kid you not, was when John took me over to that fireplace. It was so nice, I took a picture and sent it to my wife and showed me the crystal fireplace that lights. I'm telling you, at first he's showing me all these colored stones, and I'm thinking, it's fishbowls. Yeah. They're doing fishbowls. But it's gas, right? It's a gas fireplace. It lights. It has different colored stones. Beautiful. That's the nicest thing I've seen all week.
Fire.
Thank you guys for that. Nice job.
It's
what was that?
Fire and ice.
Fire and ice.
I've been there.
That's what it's called? Fire and ice? Man, a lot. Now that is another cool thing. Fire and ice. Okay, folks, we're going to take our break, come back, and then we're going to do the things that we normally do, which is basic insanity. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Time slows to an ocean breeze at the Hotel Del Coronado with days your children will recall years from now when they return with their own kids. The Hotel Del Coronado, time to be together. For details, please visit HotelDel.com or call 800-HOTEL-DEL.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-619-2100. That's 800-619-2100. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, If you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-619-2100. 800-619-2100. That's 800-619-2100.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
When my mom was going blind, I was concerned about having a stranger care for her in her home. And then I met Portia at Golden Care, and she was an answer to prayer. What a difference from the stories I've heard. In fact, my mom's story is one of peace because I can trust Portia and her Golden Care employees to treat her well. Christian-owned and CASA-certified Golden Care placed a compassionate and dependable caregiver who helped prepare my mom and her home. My mom is so much happier now, and they've become friends, too. I love how I can call them 24/7 if I need to, and they respond to my mom's needs within hours, if not minutes. I can't believe such valuable care is only $20 an hour, and my mom's long-term insurance covers most of it.
When you or a loved one needs in-home care, visit GetGoldenCare.com. That's GetGoldenCare.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Now, you can get the David Spoon Experience podcast 24/7. Every zany segment, every round of trivia, every off-the-wall joke, every super deep thought-provoking atheist maddening rant, every single show of the DSE. Go now to www.thejewishchristian.com. Listen, you're entering the David Spoon Experience.
You're the man now, dog.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, it's in spite of the fact that the weather's kind of cloudy, it's so much better living in San Diego, California than, let's say, I don't know, Cleveland, Ohio, somewhere like that. Isn't it great to be in California? It certainly is.
You know, okay, Dave, I know it's cloudy, but is there a chance of meatballs?
Isn't that a Disney movie? You don't want me to go on that Disney line, do you? Isn't that a Disney movie?
It is indeed.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs or something. Did you see it?
I haven't seen it, but I've read the book to the kids before.
You've read the
Long
book
time
to
ago.
The kids before? Is this just before you're taking him to an Italian place for a meatball?
That's a spicy meatball.
It's a spicy meatball. Thank you. Let's tell you right now, we're broadcasting live. And live from Farrell's Fireside Shop here in El Cajon, 1207 North 2nd, 2nd Avenue, right? 2nd Avenue, 2nd Street. Oh, see, that was good. I did 2nd Avenue. Well, I only messed up one major thing so far. Okay, 2nd Avenue, 2nd Street. Hey, if you take a helicopter, you're going to see the Farrell sign no matter what. So that's the key to it. Here's what I was just handed, a notice I was just handed. 50% off. Now, who, especially somebody like me, born and raised Jewish, become a Christian, but I know the difference between wholesale and retail. What's that noise? I can hear like a songy noise or something. Anyway, 50% off today through Sunday, all Fire Magic barbecues, wood or gas stoves, and wood or gas fireplaces, 50% off. So you're out there and you're sitting there thinking, you know, I was thinking about getting that, but man, I only have like $2,000. I don't know if I had it. Now you can get one that was $4,000. Now you get it for $2,000. How could you miss that opportunity? You want to come down right here, Farrell's Fireside Shop, and you want to hang out with us. Besides, it's just goofy being here, isn't it? Where are we at? You'll load it for him. You're going to pick up a box? I don't believe you. Yeah, you're holding a phone. You're not picking up a box. Anyway, we're just telling the truth, folks. I just tell them the way I see them. I can't help you. It's not my fault. Let's talk about the events that took place on February 7th on this day. For those that do not know, in 1877, the first cattle club was organized where? New York City. Moo. Okay. Also, and this is something I didn't know, and a robo-producer, you can comment to this because I don't know about it. In 1936, a United States vice president's flag was established by executive order. Did you have any idea there was a flag for the Vice President of the United States?
No, I've never even heard of that before.
And listen to this. My theory is this. Whenever there's a problem, they use that flag. What they do is they get Doug Henning's cape and they put it over Joe Biden. You can't find him anywhere. He disappeared. That's the flag.
It's That's a great magic trick. People...
Is that a good one? That's not bad. Also, on this one, 1940, movie fans watched the world premiere of Walt Disney's animation Pinocchio. And as most of you know, we were talking about yesterday, Pinocchio has a brother. It has a brother. There's not a smidgen of inaccurate information. Or, okay, never mind. Moving on. You got to be fast, folks. Let's keep going. 1964, more than 3,000 fans jammed JFK Airport, New York City, as Beatlemania invaded the United States. Some people say it was the downfall of America. Most people say it was just the downfall of lousy radio. I'm going to go with that one. That's probably more accurate. Here's the funniest one of all. I've just been waiting. You know how long I've been waiting to do this? Guess how long, Robo Producer, I've been waiting to do this.
Well, I don't know where he's not.
You're telling me you don't know where Shrek is?
It wouldn't be inaccurate to assume that I couldn't exactly not say that it is or isn't almost partially incorrect.
Thank you very much for that Shrek reference. That was awesome. Today is, now listen to how funny this is. This is how insane life is. Ready? This is today. This is for real. Today is Wave All Your Fingers at Your Neighbor Day. And this is what it says. On this day, you should greet your neighbor with a big wave. Established for February 7th, 2014. Not established, but this is the day it is, February 7th. And this is what it says. It is very important to wave all of your fingers when you wave. And so I wrote a little note and I put, because the alternative is telling your neighbor kind of what you think of when they don't pick up the dog do when it's on your yard. That's really what's going on there, isn't it? Is that not? Come on. Come on. That's the truth. Wave all your fingers at your neighbor day. Help me, Jesus, please. Anyway, here we are at Farrell's Fireside.
I got nothing,
Shop.
Dave.
I know. What are you supposed to say to that? Wave all your fingers at your neighbor's day. What, you know, who comes up with this? What I want to know is who comes up with it and then who votes on it? Where's the body that votes on it and how do we impeach them? Okay. What? They're in Washington? Oh, I didn't realize that.
Dave,
okay,
I have no idea what you are talking about.
Well, believe me, neither do they. By the way, Robo Producer, you'll find this story fascinating. It's about RoboCop.
Hey, this is the best story of the day.
You would say that. That's amazing that you would say that. RoboCop, is it real? The answer is here. RoboCop, the future of warfare, is already present. Now, we already know the story about RoboCop. Good movie, right? I mean, it was a good movie. I mean, about RoboCop.
RoboCop 1, the original, great. RoboCop 2 was okay, and RoboCop 3 doesn't exist. And the new one is going to be great.
You mean RoboCop 3 doesn't exist? You mean you didn't like it?
It
so much
does not exist.
Okay, I did not realize that you were that passionate about that not existing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That does not exist. Okay, never mind. Forget that part. Okay, so here's the fact. The United States already has drones and is going to robots. General Robert Cohn, head of the United States Army's Training and Doctrine Command, acknowledged recently that robotic warfare is coming, explaining that the Army is working toward becoming a smaller, more lethal, deployable, and agile force by replacing soldiers with robots and unmanned additional platforms. How about that? That's called the real stuff. RoboCop for real in the armed forces.
And then I hear that and I just think Terminator. The machines take over.
The machines eventually take over. Okay, here's another thing that we want to talk about. This is a great one. You'll like this one. This is an article that comes out of Fox News, and it is funny. I can't help you. Don't get mad at me, folks. I'm just reading it, okay? I didn't write it. It's kind of like when we do Bible stories and we talk about what it says. I'm not the author. I'm just communicating what it says. Here's another one of those, but this is for the workplace. It's called How to Deal with the Workplace Jerk.
You send them on remote.
What?
Huh? What? What? Friday.
Is that unbelievable? How do you? Because in every business, inevitably, there is one person that everybody's like going, you know, if that person took a sabbatical to Siberia, perhaps. And everybody in the whole place would be happier. Here's what it says. There's one in every office, the person that has the difficult personality is hard to get along with. We don't have that at KPRZ. Yeah, we don't have that at KPRZ. Or they just make them do remotes. Wait a minute. Oh, never mind. And it's so, okay, so and it says, whether it's a boss or a coworker, the person makes the office environment less friendly. Here are some of the best lines I have heard yet. The biggest challenge for the employer is when they're productive, but then they're also jerks. And then in that situation, you want to do more coaching and transforming as opposed to getting rid of them. But here was the best line I've heard for the day. It's not always easy to know. This is actually in the piece of paper I'm reading, Robo. Listen to this. It's not always easy to know if a person is a certified jerk or a temporary jerk. Because, you know, they could be a certified jerk, which means they're a jerk no matter what place they go to work in. Doesn't matter. Or temporary, because it just could be a bad situation.
Dave, I'm not going to say that you're a jerk, but the show is certified.
Okay. I'm still working that out. How do you have a certified jerk, and then you have a temp?
Apparently a notary is involved. That's what it sounds like to me.
A notary is involved. I like that. That's a different way to approach that. Okay.
Still not quitting my day job.
Yeah, still not quitting your day job. All right, real quickly, let's do a fast DDD. We'll do one real fast while we're hanging out. Ready? Acts chapter 3, verse 19. You're going to like this one. This is a good one, okay? Acts chapter 3, verse 19 says this. Therefore, repent and turn back that your sins might be wiped out so that sins of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Ooh, that's a good one. Okay, that's a good one. I like that, okay? Not a lot of complexity, not deep, not... Okay, repent and turn back that your sins can be wiped out so seasons of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. You ever feel like things are stale? And then it's like, it's kind of dry, it's kind of stale. Things aren't really... Well, when you repent, instead of walking around with a sign like you're some kind of advertisement for a cafe, that's really just to change one's thinking. To repent is to change the way you think. And then when you turn, it's turning your direction instead of away from God to God. So you change your thinking and you turn yourself towards God instead of away from God. And here's the key to that. You get a clean slate. And by getting that clean slate, you find refreshment from the Lord. And if there's one thing that people can use right now in this country and in this state, and even in our communities, it's refreshment because there is a lot of staleness going on. You're looking to be refreshed? Here's what you do. You change your thinking to instead of going away from the Lord, you go towards the Lord and you find that refreshment that comes from the Lord. See how that works? Oh, that's pretty interesting. Huh? Yeah, that's not bad. That's not too shabby. Not too bad. What do you think? You like that? Do you like that, Craig? Is that a good one? Yeah, sounds good. Okay. Why are you giving me refreshment? The water bottle is empty that you just gave me. You know, the Lord does challenge me often. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. And when we come back, we're going to get a chance to do a little bit more fun talking about Farrell's Fireside Shop right here. And by the way, we're going to get a chance to talk to John personally. He's coming up in the next hour, so you don't want to go anywhere.
You're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial is proud to sponsor KPRZ Stewardship Academy and their free, no-obligation workshops held at churches all over San Diego County. Topics include college planning, social security, and retirement strategies.
The college planning workshop includes funding strategies, everybody's favorite, the FAFSA, and how to navigate the college-bound process. This workshop is presented by a former Premier League soccer player.
All right!
No, you won't learn how to score goals on the soccer field, but you will learn how to set and accomplish goals for college planning.
These no-obligation workshops are everywhere. Parkway Hills Church in Chula Vista, Redeemer by the Sea in Carlsbad, and at host churches in La Mesa, Claremont Mesa, and Coronado. So now, today, right now, call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or visit kprz.com to learn more about free KPRZ Stewardship Academy workshops.
Sponsored by the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial.
Nice!
Our pets are our fur babies. They brighten up our lives with love and affection, and it's so very difficult and painful to lose one. Dr. Christy Freeman with Graceful Departure Pet Center understands what it's like to lose a pet and wants to provide a place that offers gentleness, compassion, and caring to animals and their families in their pets' final moments.
Hi, this is Dr. Christy Freeman. In 2002, God called me to provide at-home euthanasia and hospice services. Now he's giving me a new ministry by adding alkaline hydrolysis aftercare services. Alkaline hydrolysis is an environmentally friendly, gentle alternative to flame-based cremation. I totally understand how difficult it is to lose a pet. My goal is to make the process as peaceful and gentle as possible.
We all hope we'll never need this number, but if you own a pet, someday you will. Let Graceful Departure make this time as painless as possible. Call 619-741-5366 or go to gracefuldeparture.com for more information. Caring, compassion, a graceful departure.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? If you need to protect your castle, who you gonna call? Excalibur Roofing, that's who. Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Let's do a quick check of the weather. Ready? Yeah, okay, we got weather.
Hey, Dave, and, how many blue cars are on the road? Time for a traffic report.
Okay, go. Here we go. Ready? Okay. No. That's light grayish. That's kind of metallic. No. There's a semi. No.
Turquoise doesn't count.
No. There are no blue cars on the road at this
Looking
time.
Looking good.
Zero blue cars. Anybody? Zero blue cars. That's kind of greenish. Yeah, that doesn't count. And like I said, the weather outside, well, folks, it's not Cleveland. Okay, so just leave it there and move on. Oh, we found a blue one. Greg is very excited we found a blue one. That's good that we did. Okay, a couple things to cover. I want to do make sure everybody understands what's going on and what we're doing. We're at 1207 North 2nd Street in El Cajon. What we're doing here is we're at Farrell's Fireside Shop. I keep wanting to say Fireside Store, and it's Fireside Shop, so that's my fault, and I apologize. We're going to be here, and we're giving away tickets. We're giving away Bear Mountain lift tickets, plus Boomers All-Day Play Passes, plus we're just hanging out and having a good time. So we've already had a couple people come visit, and that's kind of cool. And it's always good to have people, but what they're doing at Farrell's, that's totally awesome. Today and through Sunday, 50% off all Fire Magic barbecues. Wood or gas stoves and wood or gas fireplaces, 50% off. And I'm telling you, I walk through here, and John will tell you when he gets on the air. And John's the owner. I walked in, I'm like, that's cool, that's cool, that's cool, that's cool. And now I find out that the thing that I think is the coolest thing in the world is called Fire and Ice, which is really it's colored stones in a gas fireplace. And then the flames go on it, and the flames cover the stones, and you're like going, no way, that's totally cool. And it's like, that's what it looks like. It's this totally awesome looking stuff. And I took a picture immediately and sent it to the wife. So, of course, that's always a dangerous thing to do, because the result of that could be her going, yes, thank you for showing me. For those that don't know, by the way, yesterday, I forgot to tell the world this. I don't know if I told you this or not, Robo Producer. Yesterday was G.I. Joe's 50th birthday. It was G.I. Joe's.
Yo, Joe.
Did you just say Yo Joe in the on the radio? You just
of
said
course
Yo
I
Joe?
Did.
Okay. Here's something.
Haven't
you
watched
know.
G.I. Joe?
No, listen to this. Yo Joe. Okay. 11.5 inch, okay, articulated figure. Guess how many moving parts the original one had? The original G.I. Joe. How many moving parts? The one they made 50 years ago yesterday.
5.
That is exactly what John guessed. 5. The both of you said 5 at the same time. You're both completely wrong, but you both guessed the exact
nice guess,
same
John.
Number. He says nice guess, John.
The smart man.
Yeah, it was 21 moving parts in the original G.I. Joe. 21. What do you think of that? That's a lot of moving parts.
I was guessing arm, leg, head.
So, I thought you guys were calculating that it was doing, you know, like calculus, plus then it was building buildings, and it was a G.I. Joe, guys, okay? There's a little army stuff that has to do with it. And actually, the reason that it's G.I. Joe, that people don't know this, and it represents the Navy and the Air Force and the Army and the Marines. And the reason that is, yeah, here's some people don't know, is because the founders on the board of the original project were all veterans. Ah! There's another fact people don't know. I like having some of those facts that people don't know sometimes from time to time. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break and get John set up. I think we're kind of at the time. We're going to take our break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to John, and we're going to talk about fireplaces, and we're going to talk about unbelievable 50% off prices. Pretty good deal. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Fighting to save the day. He never gives up. He's always there. Fighting for freedom over land and air. G.I. Joe.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.